Early voting in the 2010 elections is underway in a handful of states. In Ohio, it starts tomorrow. And today, the editorial board of the Cincinnati Inquirer published endorsements with, in their words, a huge caveat. Today's editorial states in boldface, these are not the Inquirer's final endorsements in these races. In short, the paper reserves the right to change its mind about candidates, depending on what happens between now and November 2nd. Ray Kuklis is deputy editor for the Cincinnati Inquirer. He's in charge of the editorial page. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And this is the first time the paper is publishing endorsements so early. Why?
Well, the phenomenon of early voting in Ohio has picked up steam since the legislature passed that reform in 2005. We have a third of our voters actually making their decision starting, in this case, tomorrow with the early voting. We felt that we should at least give them some early guidance on the candidates that we were thinking were the most fit for their offices.
Now, in today's piece, you caution voters of the perils of casting ballots before the campaigns are in full swing, and you have what I think of as the Surgeon General's warning about these endorsements that they may not be final. Are you essentially saying to people, don't vote early?
Well, I think we're saying that early voting is a tool like any other that you can, it all depends on how you use it. People can take their ballots early and study them. They can follow the campaigns. They can, if they've made up their minds and they're absolutely sure that's who they're going to vote for, then fine. But we just want people to be very thinking and very aware of where we are in the campaign season and that there is a lot of time left. There's 5 weeks in which candidates can make advancements either for good or for ill in their own campaigns.
But that means that if one candidate says in a mid-October statewide televised debate, I think we should secede and join Canada, or if my opponent is a known thespian, these things will be lost on the early voter who cast a vote right now.
Absolutely. And there's no mechanism for you to take back your vote.
Well, Ray Kuklis, I want to bring in your counterpart at the Sacramento Bee. Stuart Leavenworth is the editorial page editor there. And Stuart, California has a much longer history of early voting. How has your paper handled endorsements and handled the election season calendar?
Well, I think it's fair to say that editorial page editors in California are not big fans of early voting just because it makes our job a lot harder. California started its experiment with mail ballots, I think, in like 1962. And so back then, only about 2.3% of the votes cast were by mail.
Wasn't that the year Richard Nixon was defeated for governor and said we wouldn't have him to kick around anymore?
You know, Robert, I'm not as old as you are, so I can't recall that. But, you know, it has steadily increased in popularity, and people love the convenience of just getting it out of the way. So, you know, in our last big election, 2008, 41% of the ballots cast in California were by mail. So that just makes it imperative that on the big important state races, we do our endorsements as those mail ballots go out.
So you have to hope that you've gotten a sense of what the candidates are saying, what their advertisements are, and whether they're being straightforward pretty early in the campaign cycle.
Yeah. It's frustrating because, like, especially like this year with Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown going against each other, their first debate is tomorrow night. There's going to be another debate next week. The campaign's really just starting to pick up momentum, and we're having to issue our endorsement sometime in the next week.
Because voting begins on October 4th in California.
Yeah. The ballots go out in the mail.
I'm just curious to hear from both of you. Is there a potential problem here that early voting, in order for you to be relevant to the process, forces you to write things like endorsements and prepare voter guides at another part of the paper very early in the process, perhaps a few weeks before a lot of voters are really tuned into what's going on in the election campaign?
Yeah, that's a big concern. I mean, people, especially this year, just seem to be so focused on their own lives, their jobs, holding onto their house. I don't think they've really been paying attention to the political campaigns. And yet we have to kind of get out there and get all this information out a month early. You know, we'd really much prefer to be able to vet the candidates as they come into the final weeks of the campaign before we make a decision.
And Ray Kuklis, would you prefer to get that genie back in the bottle?
I'm not sure. In a sense, I've been seeing something a little bit different this year with our reader responses, letters to the editor, things like that. I think people have been engaged in a lot of these specific races, particularly the congressional ones and the statewide ones, the governor and senator, for quite some time, past couple of months. So I think people here were ready to hear more about the candidates, and I think they really were ready for some kind of editorial stance on where these candidates are.
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us about this. Ray Kuklis, deputy editor of the Cincinnati Enquirer, and Stuart Leavenworth, editorial page editor for the Sacramento Bee.
Thank you, Robert.
You're listening to All Things Considered.